To begin the exercise, choose a comfortable position for yourself. This can be sitting, standing, or lying. In any case, sit or lying down in a place where it's quiet and where you hopefully won't be disturbed for a while. If you're sitting, make sure you're sitting comfortably, upright, with your feet stable on the floor and your hands in your lap or beside you. And if you're lying down, lie quietly and comfortably on your back. And when you're ready, you may close your eyes. And to begin, become aware of your breathing. Noticing how your belly moves with each breath. And without forcing your breath, you allow your body to decide for itself when to breathe in and out. Feel your body relax a bit on an exhale, as if your body is becoming a little softer. As if your body is sinking a little into the chair or the bed. Relaxing, and perhaps a little bit of pain or tension will also disappear with each exhalation. You are about to scan your body, and if your mind wanders during the exercise, try to briefly name for yourself what caused your mind to wander. Perhaps a thought or a feeling. Just name it briefly. You don't have to dwell on it for too long. And try to be content that you noticed that your mind wandered. Being aware and mindful of your body is a training of attention. And each time your mind wanders and you notice it, you are training that attention. So it's not about never getting distracted during the exercise, but mainly about noticing when this happens and then bringing your attention back to the exercise. So let's begin. And direct your attention to your feet. Perhaps quite far from where you normally focus your attention, and see if you can become truly aware of how your left and right feet feel at this moment. How you might feel the soles of your feet, your toes, and the rest of the foot. Not thinking about your feet, but truly feeling. And if that's difficult, you can wiggle your toes for a bit. Maybe you can feel whether your feet feel warm or cold. Maybe the toes tingle a little. Try to become aware of as many sensations as possible in your feet at this moment. Become aware of what you feel, not so much what you think, but check if you can feel something. Whether it's a lot or a little, that doesn't matter much. Just aware of what you're feeling at this moment. And from your feet, you slowly bring your attention upward, as it were. Onward to your ankles. Up to your lower legs. Aware of any pressure. Maybe you feel the pressure of your clothes or the air. You might feel tension in your calves. And if you encounter any tension or pain somewhere during the exercise, if you like, you can imagine releasing some of that tension or pain on an exhale. And from the lower legs, we slowly move our attention further up towards the knees, the front of the knees with the kneecaps, and the back of your knees. The upper legs, aware of any sensation in your upper legs, your hips, maybe feeling the pressure from your bed or chair. And just quietly take your time to stay aware of these feelings, and you will probably get distracted from time to time. That's fine. When your mind wanders and you bring your attention back, remember that you're training your attention system as well. So getting distracted is not a bad thing. It's actually quite necessary to train your attention. So you could even be a bit happy when you notice your mind wandering. Take a moment to consider what's got you distracted, maybe a thought or a feeling, and then just bring your attention back again, in this case, to the upper legs, and from the legs up to the pelvic area. Towards the back, your buttocks, aware of how they feel at this moment. And the front of the pelvic area. Just aware of anything you feel in this moment. It could be tension or pain, or maybe just sensations. And if possible, try not to judge. And if you do feel you're judging or want to go away with the attention, see if you can take it back. Maybe you can manage that a bit on an exhale. And move up with the attention towards the lower abdomen, where you probably suddenly feel the sensation of breathing again. How it's constantly moving with every inhalation and exhalation. Further up to your diaphragm, your chest. And here too, you can notice the influence of the breathing on your chest. All the way up with the attention towards your shoulders. And remember, if your mind wanders, kindly bring your attention back to the exercise. And we're bringing the attention back to the rear, towards the lower back, an area where many people feel pain or tension. And should you encounter that now, see if you can manage to stay with that lower back and perhaps release some of the tension on an exhale. And slowly bring the attention upwards, towards your upper back, all the way to your shoulders. You can focus on your hands now, the fingers of your hands, the thumbs, aware of how they feel in this moment. The rest of your hands, warm, cold, any pressure you might feel. and here too, slowly further up to the wrists, the forearms, the elbows and upper arms. And next we move from the shoulders to the neck, your throat, the back of your neck, onto the lower jaw. And in this area too, you might let go of any tension on an exhale. Your mouth, the outside of your mouth and lips, the inside, the feeling of your tongue in your mouth, your nose, your ears, your eyes and the area around your eyes, your forehead, and so you have scanned your entire body. Perhaps not always pleasant, sometimes maybe difficult. But every time you scan your body, you get better at noticing how your body feels, becoming aware of your body, and hopefully each time a bit more comfortable. A skill that's quite useful if you have pain or tension issues. And if you do this kind of exercise more often, you become aware of your body, but also you might learn to intervene or adjust more quickly if you do notice something in your body. Perhaps unconsciously building up tension during the day, or continuing with activities when you are in pain. So see if you can manage to practice this body scan regularly. It will train your connection with the body, but also train your attention to be where you want it to be. You can now finish the exercise and open your eyes again.